It is very important for men to understand and honor their wives. And there are two ways that being faithful to your wife will produce godly children. If you are like most fathers, you do most of your praying for your children together with your wife, because not only are you the parents of your children and mutually concerned for their well-being, but you are joint heirs of the gift of eternal life. The Bible says, "Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." 1 Peter 3:7. The New Living Translation says, "You husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered." If you are to pray together effectively for your children, you must first make a sincere effort to understand your wife and honor her. Why is this? The prophet Amos asked, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" Amos 3:3. The answer is no, they can't. Yet if you are agreed, this unity mightily increases the power of your prayers. Jesus promised, "If two of you on earth agree concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Matthew 18:19. As a husband and as a father who loves his children and wants his prayers for them to be effective, you would do well to first of all love, understand, and honor your wife. If you try your best to understand her, then you will love her more, and making a decision to honor her, even when you can't understand her, will engender love as well. You should also make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. And a good reason to do this is so your prayers will not be hindered. Ephesians 4:3, 1 Peter 3:7. The prophet Malachi warned the Israelites, "The Lord is the witness between you and the wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. And what does the one God seek? Godly offspring. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful to the wife of your youth." Malachi 2:14-15. In the worst case scenario, unfaithfulness means adultery, but even a wandering eye or discontent with your marriage partner is being less than faithful. By the way, notice the silver lining in Malachi's warning. One of the main reasons God wants a husband to be faithful to their wives and to understand them and honor them is that he knows a stable, loving marriage has the best chance of producing godly offspring. Children who know their parents love them and will always care for them respond well to godly instruction and the power of prayer. In the end, this is one of the main reasons you pray for your children, so that they may grow up to be godly men and women. The heart of Peter's advice in 1 Corinthians 9:5 is, "Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered." Peter was a married man, and when he traveled around ministering to churches, he took his wife with him. Why? Aside from needing her companionship, he wanted her with him because she was his constant prayer partner. Paul also realized the benefit, even though he was single, and asked, "Don't we have the right to bring a believing wife with us as Peter does?" Father in heaven, I thank you for my wife. Help me to be completely faithful to her and love her, seek to understand her and honor her. Help me to be satisfied with her and let her heart and my heart always be ravished with love. I pray that you bind our hearts together in your Spirit so that our prayer times together can be highly effective. Make us aware of the enemy's strategies and resist them steadfastly. Oppose anything that would divide us and hinder our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.